We're back again on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. First day of Eagles Radiothon. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, let's jump right into it. I ain't feeling real good. Not feeling real good. Nine straight up there at Citi Field. Come on, man. Another loss last night. Not feeling great, but I'm not going to panic. Jackie Baseball, hoping you got some words of encouragement for everyone. Because right now, I'm a little shaky. Holla at your boy.
It wasn't that bad. You know, it wasn't that bad. What do you want me to do? You know, they can't go 162-0. Burn the boats. Wow.
That's baseball. Yeah, well, there's no turning back now. The boats are burned, buddy. The boats are burned. Yeah.
I think we might be looking for the boats.
Yeah, well.
We're looking for the boats.
Let me tell you, they're not there. They're burned. We got to go forward. Mm-hmm. So it's a big show, as always. It is the first day of Eagles Radiothon on the WIP Afternoon Show. So Cam Jurgens and Nolan Smith will be joining us during the show today.
Oh, okay. Great. You can grill him about mushroom jerky again.
I will. I've already purchased some to give to him at some point, so he can be a mushroom jerky guy. Larry Anderson joins us. I cannot wait to talk to Larry Anderson about the umps last night, by the way. And as I said, Eagles Radiothon going on. And as always, the WIP Afternoon Show broadcast has to be the most expensive broadcast of all of the items. So you go to EaglesRadiothon.com. There you can get the t-shirt, which is designed by Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship, all that. We will have lots more on that as the show goes on. But unfortunately, we do have to start with last night's loss. It sort of felt like when they tied it at 5, we were going to lose that game eventually. Honestly.
I think we were going to win it.
No, I didn't. But
Bader?
I would say this, man. Like, there's a lot of melting down going on about the Mets. And I know it's something, you know, me saying that other people are melting down is
rich.
Is rich.
Well,
no,
it's the pot calling the kettle black.
Yes, for sure. Yep. But I am not scared of the Mets. I don't know how last night was. It wasn't a win, but overall, it was generally what I wanted to see out of the Phillies. After they got crushed 13-3 and embarrassed, I wanted them to show up. Of course I wanted them to win the game. But the important thing to me was they showed up. Like Bryce Harper shows up. He's not wearing the ridiculous rivalry pack. He gets three hits.
You guys bullied him out of that.
Good. He had three hits. He had one big one with the bases loaded. Two outs, bases loaded. The first two runs they scored.
I think he wore the Marlins.
Is that what? Yeah, it was teal. I don't care if he wears the Marlins one.
Right,
against
at least
the
it
Mets.
Wasn't the Mets.
Yes,
yes.
Against the Mets. I saw Harper show up. Mm-hmm. I saw Casty draw a big walk. I saw Stott draw a big walk. I saw Bader, two big hits, including the home run. They battled back. And, like, Duran blew the save. Whatever.
I am worried about that.
And the other thing that, like, that, and I'm not, I've never been an officials guy. I've never, ever in my life been a blame,
yeah,
the officials blame
yeah,
the umps.
Yeah, it's kind of surprised me with you with this.
Lizardo got squeezed unfairly last night. I don't know what the guy... Do I want him out after four innings? I don't. But if he is making perfect pitches that are in the strike zone to difficult hitters and he's not getting calls, if he has to throw 8 strikes to Juan Soto, I understand why he got frustrated. I don't know how you get these guys out. If there are strikes, if there are spots he's trying to hit, he's hitting the spots and he's not getting the strike call, what does he do? You know, like, then you have to throw a worse pitch to make sure you get the call. So, this melting down, they're not going to lose every game at Citi Field.
You sure about that?
Yes.
How do you know? Yeah.
I am. Go in there, win the game tonight, be 6 games up. But when they come to Philadelphia next month, win 3 out of 4, and we'll see them in the playoffs. Mm. But, like, I saw what I needed to see out of the Phillies last night. They didn't win the game, but they showed up. It was they battled back. I thought it was a strong effort from the Phils. And I think we've gone a little overboard on the Mets are daddy, the Mets are daddy, the Mets are daddy. Like, relax.
Yeah, this is rich coming from you.
I'm
really is. Yesterday, you damn near have a cardiac arrest during, during the show about gloves, orange and blue, and shoes, and losing the game there.
And performance.
And I'm getting there. Don't you worry. I'm getting there. Yeah, and how we performed against the Mets and everything else. By the way, excusing Christopher Sanchez. I mean, rightfully so, but you didn't blow up over him.
No.
Yesterday. Okay,
no.
We didn't. We did. Yeah. But you had a lot of other things that had you hot and bothered yesterday.
Yes.
And you mean to tell me after yesterday, you don't have any legitimate concern? I'm not saying we need to be pushing the panic button, but there's something about going up there to play. And even a bigger picture, pun intended, Luzardo is the up and down thing again. So while we all want to do the whole this guy, that guy should be the two, the three, or four, right now, coming off the performance Sanchez had two nights ago, who do we have extreme confidence in? Maybe just Christopher Sanchez.
In the playoffs, I have confidence in Ranger.
You do?
Yes, in the playoffs, I do.
Yeah,
absolutely. He's a gamer.
Yeah, I don't, and I don't have confidence in Luzardo, and I have more confidence in Aaron Nola than I have in either one of those other two guys. I do. Either way, no one else has any confidence in Aaron Nola. So my only point is saying is looking at Luzardo last night, only being able to get through four innings, and more importantly, allowing the Soto stepping out of the box, calling timeout late, like allowing this stuff to become a distraction to him, to where he's out there verbally challenging the ump. You can see he's visibly upset. Well, guess what? That doesn't help you in the playoffs or in a big game if that stuff happens. Like, the big-time pitchers get over that stuff and don't let it affect them the rest of the game. They get through that stuff. This kid has not gone into the deep waters, right, being counted upon in any meaningful situation.
He was getting jobbed last night, though.
Yeah,
I get it, but he was like, what do you want him to do?
My point is, I think it's two out of the last three starts I've seen this with him, where I think it was a start down in Washington he didn't feel good about. I may be wrong, but I think it was some other, he was getting squeezed in another ballpark to where you saw he didn't handle that well. My only thing is watching that and then watching, listen, Kirkering, you guys can tell me bringing Kirkering in with runners on base isn't conducive. You know what his ERA is, yada, yada, yada. Well, guess what? When you get to the postseason, you may have to inherit runners.
For sure.
So if you can't go to him with runners on base, then what? Where does Topper go?
Look.
He crumbled last night. Alvarado crumbled and loaded the bases the other night. And then, listen, I love the fact they got Duran here. I want to hear everyone tell me why I shouldn't be worried about this with him.
Because they're not hitting the ball hard. He's not hitting spots.
They're not hitting the ball hard. He's not throwing swing and miss pitches.
Well, I think the bigger deal is he's not hitting spots. He's not getting ground. He's not getting weak ground balls. They are.
That's not what I expect. Maybe I'm wrong. That's not what I expect from a guy who throws 103.
He strikes out like
ground balls. Like I expect him to throw the ball past guys.
He strikes out like one guy an inning. That is his stats. He's not above that.
Okay, so let me just say this then. Well, maybe we should have looked deeper into this. Because if I'm getting a closer to get all the fireworks coming out of here, I don't need runners on base every time he goes out there because they don't hit the ball directly to one of our defenders. Like, I need a closer who actually throws the ball past guys who I can count on for strikeouts.
Well, that's what Ryan Helsley is. The Mets traded for him. The guy's got a 10 ERA since he joined there. And we hit Harrison Bader hit a bomb off him.
I don't care about that. All I care about is our guy.
Duran will be fine.
Okay.
We're, like, this is,
okay.
I think you'll be fine.
Okay.
And the Mets thing is like, let's relax with the Mets thing. I want them to win too. I'm angry. And by the way, like,
you can't say let's relax after yesterday.
Well, because
like those words can't come out of your mouth saying let's relax.
Absolutely, I can because I'll tell you why. Because they did not come to play in the first.
By the way, Bryce was 3-for-5 last night.
He was, and he also struck out in the biggest time. But
he can't go 5-for-5.
Well, I would rather.
Pick and choose when he gets the hits.
I would hold one of the singles.
He drove in runs. Did he not give? Did he drive in runs?
I'll
with two outs, bases loaded, big hit.
Yes, yep. Okay. I give him credit.
But I was told.
Oh, shut up. But no, but that's why, by the way, he brought it yesterday. I thought he brought it yesterday. The reason I melted down after the first game is because I thought he set a bad precedent for the team. He played mindless baseball. He cared more about marketing than playing, and he had a bad game. He didn't do that yesterday. He didn't wear Mets colors. He had three hits.
It's all because he didn't wear gloves and cleats.
No, and he also had three hits.
He's a great player. That's why he got three hits yesterday, because he didn't wear different cleats and gloves. This dude changes cleats and gloves all year long, it doesn't help him all the time.
It is a leadership issue, and I thought he played like a leader yesterday. He brought it yesterday.
Right.
By the way, the only thing that I am a little worried about this whole thing is Kyle Schwarber, who I know we're not allowed to criticize.
Not this year.
Kyle Schwarber, in his last seven games at Citi Field, is 2-for-26.
It's kryptonite.
He does not have a hit in this series. He did not have a hit at Citi Field in the NLDS, and he had two hits in 13 at-bats in the three-game series in April.
Earlier.
So, like, now, look, I know Diaz owns him. I think he's... What is he, 2-for-12 versus Diaz with 10 strikeouts?
And you're not worried about the Mets.
No.
No, this was me last year. Bring on the Mets. Yeah, beat my chest. The Mets. Yeah.
Who was trying to tell you?
No, listen, and I've learned my lesson.
Thank you.
I'm not fighting it.
Always be fearful.
Listen.
I am not
no
scared comment. Of the
no,
Mets.
Not always be fearful. But look, when the evidence is right there in your face, you can't ignore it.
You're scared of Brandon Nimmo and Jeff McNeil and Pete Alonso? Like, come on. What are we talking about
dude,
here? It's a bunch of dorks.
I know they're dorks, but they cannot wait to play the Phillies. It's so annoying.
Especially up there.
That's fine.
And they're probably cheating.
They are probably
cheating. They're 100% something's fishy.
Point that out. You guys ripped him for wanting to point
if
that
out. If anyone else said it, it would have been a different story.
Yeah.
But a lot of the numbers there, like, they're squaring up almost everything. Come on. Like, investigate the Mets.
They're definitely cheating.
100% cheating. We're just asking questions.
Yes.
But, like, at the same time, what's so concerning is it felt like so much work just to get back in that game to have a fighting chance. Like, even when they hit the home run, it was like,
I give him credit for fighting back. That's what good teams do.
That
was a major home run from Baylor last night.
It was major.
Big time.
Master.
Yeah. Master Baylor.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm
thank you.
Move past that.
Yes. On this great day. On this great day. But at the same time, like, there are real warts here. Kirkering can't come in. That's a concern about a playoff spot. Like these last two nights, it felt like playoff games.
Yes.
Stars are going cold. When we talk about stars, got to be stars.
Yes.
None of it has
anything to do with the Mets.
Rice didn't go cold.
It has this. Well, he did strike out against the Astros.
And one pitch against Tyler Rogers.
Yeah. But I guess what I'm saying is you're pointing out the flaws the Phillies have. I know. The Phillies are not a flawless baseball team. I know. Ryan Kirkland's not a perfect pitcher. I know the offense goes cold. All of these things are definitely true. They have nothing to do with the Mets. They have nothing to do with Citi Field. They will be fine.
But I'm at the point now where I have to like beg the Mets to like miss the playoffs.
No. I want to beat them. I want to beat them, actually. All right. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about the Mets like these two cowards? Or are you a grown-up? 205-592-9494. Lenny and Pittman, you're on WIP. What's up, Lenny?
It's psychological warfare. They're inside your head, man. Come on now.
They're not in my head.
I'm going to say, which one of us?
Yeah, whose head?
Let me tell you something. If you don't get it by now, I do. This relief staff. First of all, you got the hair guy. He's got to play with his hair before he throws every pitch.
Strom.
He struck out the side last night.
He was great last night.
Pardon me?
He was great last night.
Oh, it was fantastic. Okay. Yeah, he threw nine pitches. You know he's going to lose this whole deal for you. It's not the players. That Topper is a goofball. 98 degrees in New York, and he's got a long sleeve hoodie on.
It was 76 degrees.
Yeah, it was not 98.
Everyone's wearing a hoodie outside. Yeah. Let's grow up, Lenny.
Are you mad at Topper for wearing a hoodie?
it's chilly.
Hold on, why do you say you guys? Who are you a fan of, Lenny?
Anybody but the Phillies.
Why? Why? There it is.
Reds. How about the Cincinnati Reds?
Hold on. Don't pander to Ike. Yeah. I mean, what, do you like a parade on opening day instead of a parade in October?
Absolutely.
Wait a minute.
At least you're guaranteed one every year.
Yeah.
Lenny, you don't like the Phillies? You're not a Phillies fan and you're from Pittman?
Not at all.
Wow.
So is it just this Phillies team or is it the Phillies in general?
It's every year with the Phillies. We got the same thing.
Oh, you sound like a baby. Are you serious?
but it's going to work the pitcher.
Yes.
How long have we heard that Bryson's working the pitcher? It seems like the pitchers have worked him.
No. I mean, he's been really good the last 2 months, and he did work the pitcher last night. He worked a walk against Housley.
For 2 months, okay.
What?
Yeah, okay.
What's your point? You don't like the Phillies. Why? Like, you do like the Phillies. You're just too much of a coward to actually be a fan.
Absolutely wrong, sir. It's mental warfare now. They're in your head.
Okay.
All right. Crazy call.
Yeah.
Well, you put him up there.
Yeah. Lenny, what do you do for a living? What's that?
Keep thinking about it.
What do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
Okay. What did you do when you worked?
I worked for the government.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah.
So you know a lot about psychological warfare.
Yeah, interrogation skills.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
Absolutely.
All right, Lenny. Get out of here. How does that guy get on the... What a
Fritz,
loser.
I thought it was a great call.
He's just a Phillies hater.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
so
you didn't snoop that out?
Yes. Do you think he was a Mets fan?
No, like I think I've heard Lenny call like other shows before as a big Phillies fan. So I thought
he's just mad. He actually sounds like a Phillies fan who feels burned.
Yeah. You know, what he sounds like
what
a 1964 Phillies fan.
Yes.
Like, he is very aware of what happened in 1964.
He does sound. He sounds burned. He
I appreciate Negadelphia. I miss them.
215-592-9494. Oh, Chuck from Mount Airy. You're on WIP.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck, can I just say up top, I'm sorry I yelled at you so much yesterday.
You ain't got to say sorry.
That's a beautiful moment.
I don't need no apologies.
Okay.
I don't need no apologies.
I was a little strong. I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not trying. Don't soften me up, man.
Okay.
I came in for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And I'm saying to you is, are you happy he changed his cleats yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. He went 3-for-5 yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah, two RBIs yesterday.
Yes.
You want the guy to go 5-for-5.
No.
You know why they lost? You know why they lost yesterday? Like I've been saying, they have a Mets problem. The other guys don't show up. Where was Trey Turner at?
Well,
where was Schwarber?
Where was Price at in game one?
This is what I'm saying to you. What I'm trying to say to you is this, right? Bryce shows up more times than not. You know what I mean? So what was the venom that was spurred to him yesterday was unwarranted.
No, it was totally warranted.
Because you don't understand, because to you,
he can't do any wrong.
Here we go.
Is he a leader? Let me ask you something, Chuck. Is he a leader or isn't he a leader?
I never said that. I said yesterday when I started off the call, he would tell you he had a game that he would want to forget. But you had to go into all the, you know, he shouted you out stuff and all. Let me tell you, that's true.
Shouted
me out.
It's
because
true.
I am who I am.
Nah,
that's why Bryce shouted me out.
You are who you are. You're a bandwagon jumper.
And I was Chuck from out there.
You're a bandwagon jumper. You're a bandwagon jumper.
You're not even from Philadelphia. You're from Glen Mills. So you can't tell me.
Oh, nothing wrong with suburbs.
Okay, neither is Ike and neither is Jack.
I'm
urban media.
Yeah.
I mean, are you mad because that's the most significant thing that's happened? And you know what I mean? Since nothing like that has never happened to you.
What are you talking about? You're on our show right now. Like your existence comes and goes as I see fit. Like, let's be honest, Chuck.
This call started with an apology.
Yeah.
You
are a bandwagon jumper, Chuck. You will be the first one. You will be the first person to get on the air and carry the flag if they win 6 straight games. Just like you were with Embiid, just like you are with Jalen. And it's not that you're upset with a team that you want to win. It's that you want to be the baddest of the bad. You want to be the one to crush them the most. Because you don't cheer for them when they lose. You cheer for them to lose. You're only there when they win. And that is the truth, Chuck.
First of all, you don't know nothing about me being a fan. That's first.
Yes,
all,
I do.
Okay? And secondly, let me tell you this, right?
Yeah.
My father still got keys to the gym. Give me 2 rounds with you. Let me introduce you to my sport.
Okay?
All right. Give me 2 rounds.
All right. Now you want to fight. Now you want to fight. Well, you know what happens, Chuck? When you can't keep up with words, you go to fists.
No,
is not what we do here.
Andy Boyle.
Well, yes.
Did that to you.
He did it to me. And Andy Boyle eventually apologized. I'm not going to do the Chuck fights me bit.
Let's start with an apology.
I just thought we were making progress.
I said I was sorry. I legitimately was.
I have nothing to add to
this. And I came out and I said Bryce played well and I feel good about the team because they played well. He set a good example. I don't know what to tell you. 215-592-9494. You got a Mets problem. What the hell does that even mean? They will be fine. Relax. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the next quarter.
We need to get you a Snickers. That came in the first segment.
Dude, he started it.
I'm just saying, but your blood went there in the first segment.
I'm good, though. I'm good. I'm good.
All right, I got good news for you. The rest of the show, that's all.
I can't eat a Snickers anyway.
I know it.
But don't worry. I got good news for you.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Coming up next or now?
Coming up next.
Okay. Wow. Good news from Jack.
Great news.
Next. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show. Yeah, with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Big news for you in a second. Before we get to that, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel online at marks-jewelers.com. I think this is a poorly worded Twitter question.
Thank you.
I'm going to read it anyway. Yeah, I don't, you know, how do you expect them to answer this? Were you more disappointed or encouraged after last night's Phillies loss?
Huh?
Yeah. It's 92% disappointed.
Yeah, what the hell?
Disappointed and encouraged.
You meant because Spice said he was encouraged. I'm like, why would they be encouraged?
Well, but the difference is discouraged or encouraged, not disappointed or encouraged. I was disappointed I lost the game. I didn't walk away saying, oh, yeah, you know.
Gee willikers, what a game.
Yeah.
Well, Jolly did chime in and say encouraged at what? You know, so he's locked in.
He's always locked in. He's locked in.
So, Eagles Radiothon, today is day one. You know, it benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. There are a bunch of great items, and we're going to talk about all of them today at EaglesRadiothon.com. You can also, if all the items are out of your price range, which they do get pretty expensive, you can buy the T-shirt, which is awesome this year, designed by Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship. It is exciting white themed, which is $30 at EaglesRadiothon.com. Or if you just want to donate, text the word afternoon to 53209. Now, we do have big news in that we knew Nolan Smith was going to join the show between 4 and 5 today. We knew Cam Jurgens was going to join the show between 4 and 5 today. But, Jack, we have an addition to the show.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon Barkley joins the show at 4 o'clock. The Eagles Autism Foundation does what Rod Lakin couldn't, and that is get Saquon Barkley on the show.
Always got to take a shot at Rod. Huh?
Look, he tried to keep him away from us. The Eagles Autism Foundation steps up. So Saquon will be on the show at 4 o'clock. That is very exciting.
Very exciting.
So Larry Anderson on the show at 3, Saquon on the show at 4. Now,
Broad's at 3:30.
And Broad's at 3. Well, Ryan's going to be here at 3:30, so Broad's going to have to be like 3:30.
Yeah, we're moving Broad's back. Yeah.
Should we make Ryan listen to Broad's? I mean,
No.
She'll be like, what the hell is that?
Make Broad's listen to Ryan. Now, speaking of Saquon, there is an item where you get to play golf with Jason Kelce and Saquon Barkley at Trout National. That is a new golf course in...
Oh, yeah.
In Jersey, okay.
I want to bid on this.
Okay, well, it's at $21,500.
That's why I'm not going to even waste my time bidding on it.
Now, it is.
That is so much money.
But what I would say is, here's what I like about the Eagles Autism Foundation auctions, the Radiothon auctions. These are... I love autograph stuff and jerseys and all that kind of stuff. This stuff is something that is once in a lifetime.
Tangible.
Money can't buy. You do not have another opportunity to play golf with Saquon Barkley and Jason Kelce.
Also, like, Trout National's really hard to get on.
Yes.
I mean, listen.
That's why I really wanted to play. I mean, that's why I wanted to bid. But I don't know which one would be harder.
What?
For me to get on the... Stop, man.
Well, that's
stop.
Getting...
Yes. Stop.
This guy.
It's harder. Either winning the bid or trying to get on Trout National myself.
So that is a once
in a... You too, man. Relax.
That is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And then the gem of the entire auction, which is the WIP Afternoon Show broadcasts at your place of business or your home. Now...
We've never done a home. I do think a home would be hilarious.
Would be hilarious. You know,
we've never done a home. Yeah. Spike's only been here 1 year with this.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
What's that? We've?
Yeah.
Well, I've done...
You did one with Carlin, right?
I think. Michael B.
I remember the one time.
He had like a
Michigan
man cave.
Man
thing.
Cave, yes.
That's not right.
So, and he did it purposely.
I'm sure he did.
Had him sitting in there with that, yeah.
So our broadcast has to be bid more than the morning show broadcast and the midday show broadcast. And currently, we are third. I woke up, we were first. So it's at $1,500 now.
Like, please.
Come on.
Where are we at?
$1,500.
No, I mean, we're second?
We're third.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
That's how it don't work yet.
Ike works on the show.
Look, We get there. Jack will show you his running tips.
Ike, no tips.
Ike will listen to your stories about when you met him nine years ago. Yep, that one time.
Do all that for you.
He will act like he remembers it, and I will act like I don't actually want to be there. I would rather be at the studio. You will get the full WIP afternoon show experience,
and you'll promise to not be fasting around that time.
Yes, I won't be fasting around that time. If you want to sing Creed with us, you can sing Creed with us there.
Help us put together top five.
So EaglesRadiothon.com for all this. Remember, Saquon Barkley joins the show at 4:00. Then at some point between 4 and 5, we'll also have Cam Jurgens and Nolan Smith. 215-592-9494. Dom in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Dom?
What are you, Bumbleclad, what are you thinking about now?
What?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, bro?
What's up? Are you Chet
Hanks? That was pretty good.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my God. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. It's 2025, right?
Yes.
Wanted to check because we own you.
Oh, you're a Mets fan.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Is this going to get Bryce better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bryce Harper, he wants to be a Met. He's wearing Mets colors.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be a Met.
He wants to be a Met. You can't beat him. You got to join him.
He doesn't want to be a Met. The only way that you can get somebody
you sunk your $765 million in that loser.
Yeah. You still got Fat
Juan Soto.
Soto? Fat Soto to worry about.
Yeah. Juan Solo.
Yeah. I'll take him in a heartbeat.
No shot.
Doesn't like his teammates. Doesn't like wishes he was still a Yankee. Yeah, come on, man. Nobody wants to play for that team. That's why you're
248 for a $765 million guy. Come on, man.
And all this bragging, you're still 5 games behind us in the division. What do you care?
Well, it'll be 4 after tonight.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter. Regular season, you guys could have it. Like Jalen Hurts says. Or I should say, like the haters of Jalen Hurts like to criticize him because he doesn't play well in the regular season. What matters is the postseason.
Yeah.
We haven't won the title. I get it. Don't even say anything about that. Screw you. But we're in the playoffs. You can't beat us, so it don't matter.
All right. Man. That was tough, man.
These guys are...
Yeah.
The Mets fans are horrible trash talkers.
The worst part is... He doesn't sound like he believes it.
He doesn't believe
it.
They don't believe in that team.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what it is? The worst thing about for Mets fans, for me, for right now, is they don't believe in their team.
Mm-hmm.
They hate that team right now. They don't believe them at all. They are having a moment of joy, which I understand.
Yeah.
I get it.
Listen, they don't like us either. They don't like the Phillies, so this is like a little silver lining for them.
Yes.
And if they could... They're probably wondering, can they put enough pressure on us that maybe we will fold?
Fold. Yeah. If you're a Met fan right now and you've had the last 2.5 months where they've been one of the worst teams in baseball, and you beat the Phillies 2 out of 3, then all of a sudden, if you sweep them, you're 4 games out. All of a sudden, if you're a Met fan, you start believing maybe this revives our season. Because they had the same thing last year,
yep.
You know, their up and down season last year. But like they don't really believe in this team. I agree. Yeah, that's not really boasting. You know, it's like it's sort of like when we would play back when Eagles fans had like a loser mentality. Mm-hmm. We would say we don't care if we lose every game as long as we beat the Cowboys.
Yeah,
that's like what Met fans are saying right now about the Phillies.
I was not a part of that.
Yes,
that generation of
that was
Eagles
Buddy
football.
Era.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't care if we go 2-14 as long as we beat the Cowboys. Like, that's what Mets fans are like right now. And looking back on it as an Eagles fan, it's like you look back.
It's kind of pathetic.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
But it was a tough time for us.
Yes.
For you all.
They're not even a regional rival. They're not even close to us, you know? As long as we beat the Cowboys, right? All right, 215-592-9494. Mark in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
What's up, Mark?
Right. What's up, Mark?
Look, like I said, you know what? The Mets know how to get under the Phillies' skin in their head. If the Phillies would just calm down and not let them bother them so much, they would destroy the Mets.
But that sounds a lot easier said than done.
But I'm saying the Mets know how to get under the Phillies' skin, and when they do that, the Phillies try harder to beat them, and they make, you know, some mistakes or they don't get the pitches they want. The Phillies just need to clear their heads and say, all right, man, bring your best game. We're going to play our game. We're going to whoop them. You know what? It's real simple. You're not going to beat us with the psychological crap.
Yeah, but here's where I disagree, Mark. I don't think the Mets do anything to get in their heads. I think this is purely a Phillies thing. I really do. I don't see the Mets playing games out there.
Right.
Like it's almost like, I agree with you in that if they just take a breath and play baseball, which is, I think, mostly what they did last night, they're fine. I think they're a better team than the
Mets. Let me ask you this. Do you think the Juan Soto thing was any type of gamesmanship? When he stepped out of the box late?
Well, he's always like sort of like that in the box.
Okay.
He's always, if you watch, Juan Soto's an insanely annoying player to watch.
Yeah.
In that he's always doing this smirk.
Yeah, it's a Ricky Henderson thing.
Yeah.
To him. Yeah.
He's sort of acting like, well, I'm the boss here, and oh, that was cute. Like every look on his face is like that. So yeah, I think so, but he's always doing that,
right.
You know? So I don't know that the Mets are in our heads. I think if anybody's in our heads, the Phillies are in their own heads. The Mets aren't doing anything. I mean, it was all of these things that they have screwed up over this time are all self-induced. They are the Harper screw up in game one was his problem. The Bohm pointing out the thing in center field was his problem. It's like we can't get out of our own way. But I thought last night, I thought they played a fine baseball game last night. I thought they showed some toughness battling back. Mm-hmm. And you don't expect Duran to give up four straight singles in the ninth inning. They lost the game. But I didn't feel like in game one, I was like, oh no. After game two, I didn't feel the same way.
Yeah, like I said, the Phillies just need to take a deep breath, go in, play their game, beat the Mets, and just move along. And yeah, the Mets just, if we keep giving them the opportunity to, like, watch us make a mistake here or there, the Mets are just going to keep thinking they own us and they're going to beat us and just do what you do, Phillies. Just win the games.
All right, Mark. Just, those are very Herb-like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just in the tone, just do what you do, buddy. Just win the game.
Just win the game.
Win the game. 215-592-9494. So this weekend, it's Labor Day weekend. Perhaps you're going to the beach. Perhaps you're hanging out at the pool. Perhaps the barbecue. I ask you, take a couple hours away, because this weekend is a great time to head over to Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown. I'm not going to tell you not to go to the beach. No. But the thing is, the Colonial Hyundai Labor Day sale is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Labor Day Monday. There's plenty of time for you to get down there and save up to 20% on any new Hyundai in stock. That is up to $10,000. $10,000. They're not just saving you money there. They're saving you money on financing as well. 0% on any new Hyundai in stock. 0%. So not only do you have a vacation this weekend, your wallet does as well. Get that. Tons of brand new Hyundais in stock. Few hundred of them, Tucson's and Santa Fe's and Palisades, and you know the cars are is going to hook you up with more money for your trade than anyone else, a guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in this weekend. Remember, every new Hyundai drives away with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. This weekend, Colonial Hyundai, Route 30 in Downingtown, or ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, tax and tags additional. See dealer for full details. So, the NFL 100 continues to be released in the longest release of all time. But we had another quarterback today in Jared Goff at number 15 in the NFL Top 100. I kind of, when I saw that, now, I'm not surprised he's on the list, of course. He has a number of very good regular seasons. He had a very good season last year.
Mm-hmm.
15 feels high, I guess. Maybe I underrate Jared Goff, or like I don't know how to feel about Jared Goff because he has such good... That was a really good regular season last year and a high-powered offense, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Jared Goff is an acquired taste, right? Like, he is certainly... an efficient quarterback. That's a great offense that he's running up there in Detroit. At least it was while what's the OC that just left?
Ben Johnson.
Yep. Was there as the OC. We'll see what it looks like this year. But Jared Goff has put together Pro Bowl caliber seasons before where he's thrown 28, 30 touchdowns. You know, he is a classic pocket passer. Detroit was arguably the best team in the NFC, at least on paper, for a lot of people, because the Eagles, even though the Eagles had run off 16 or 17 games, I don't think people started truly respecting the Eagles into the postseason.
Right.
When they went through the postseason. Up until then, it was, you can't be a one-dimensional offense. And so Detroit was still, like, everyone's favorite to get to the Super Bowl.
And by the way, they
through
won
the regular season.
They won that big game toward the end of the season against the Vikings with all the guys
seed.
Hurt. Yeah.
They were the number one seed, so.
Do you think he's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts?
I think he's a better passer than Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
But to me, here's the thing. Jared Goff doesn't have any type of it factor.
No, not at all.
None.
Yeah, not at
that
all.
That matters.
Yeah, for sure.
It matters when you're playing big games. Like, I never go into a big game worried about Jared Goff.
No shot.
Yeah.
I can't almost go into a big game saying to yourself, let's see how he loses this game.
Yeah. And like, there's no way he's the 15th best player in the NFL.
No, but
last year he may have been.
I get it. I get it. Like, I'm not a Goff guy.
I like him a little more than you. I think he's a top 10 quarterback. I think he's in that 5 to 10 range.
Yeah.
Like, that's why. But again, do I trust him in a big game? In a big game, I'm like, nah.
Well, I mean, Sean McVay said no, I don't, and moved on for him for a 37-year-old quarterback, 36 at the time.
And they went and won the Super Bowl.
And they won the Super Bowl. So when a guy like, we can debate, Sean McVay's a good coach. When a guy like him says, you know what, this guy ain't it.
Yeah.
There must be something that's not there. I guess I'm just surprised that this is a player vote, that the players had him that high. You know, I don't know, that means something.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about it factor with quarterbacks, it's funny, like, it seems like something fans would just say, but players say it about quarterbacks.
Man, players know it more. It's ironic when we're talking about Jalen. I remember veterans in Jalen's rookie season saying the kid just has an it factor to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may have been, you got Carson there, so he's completely opposite of what Carson is. But you did hear about that from when he was a young quarterback that wasn't necessarily lighting the league on fire, that players just like, yeah, he just, something about him.
Yeah.
About him. So that's my thing with Jared Goff. Had him in my fantasy league 4 straight years.
He's
a great fantasy quarterback. Gives you numbers.
There you go. But
is he that much better than, like, Dak? I always think, like, him and Goff.
He's like a Dak. Yeah, that's what he's like. Dak. Yeah.
Yeah, but remember, if Dak was, if we were a normal Dak area, Dak would be right around the same place that Jared Goff was, I think.
Well, he was before he got injured last year. People looked at Dak as a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. 215-5.
But you don't trust him in a big game.
Nah. No. Unlike my
guy. Some guys are regular season quarterbacks when there's not as much. There's something to that. You can't ignore that, man. Playing when there's no pressure on you and putting up numbers is completely different when you're at home as the number one seed, favorite after being in the NFC Championship game the year before, and you lose to a rookie quarterback at home.
Blown out.
But like it's something to that.
Yeah, I think so.
Sam Darnold, great regular season, gets to the playoffs.
Yeah, now there hasn't been enough on him yet.
I'm just saying last year he had a great regular season. For sure. He just looked like he was lost last year in the playoffs.
For sure. Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You can't throw 5 interceptions.
Yeah. Dude.
4.
I think you got one more postseason appearance before he's labeled. It's already starting.
Oh, I know. Yeah, Jackson. Don't doubt him.
Sometimes I get labeled as a Justin Herbert guy, not a Justin Herbert guy. Jackson, he has one more
postseason failure before he has that label on him.
It's going to be a big year for Justin Herbert.
You want to know the difference between me and Jack? I am Jack's a Justin Herbert guy. I'm a Baker Mayfield guy.
Yeah, and that's why when they put Jalen in the top 19, they start with, he's a winner.
Well, that's what Jameis Winston said.
Well, they all said it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I know.
Well, they didn't talk about how great his arm was or anything. He's a winner.
Yeah,
I agree. That's the only reason he's there.
Hey, Troy Aikman won 3.
I know. You also, you used to be a very, like, you say Troy Aikman's most overrated player of the 90s.
Look, we don't need to bring up old shows.
I always say that because I always wait for one of y'all to bring that up. Yeah.
There's no record of that. There's no record of Mike saying that.
Yes.
Guy's a Hall of Famer.
Has nothing to do with the argument I'm making right now.
Guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Have some respect.
Which is Jalen is more like Troy Aikman, man. Stop it.
Walter in Winslow. You're on WIP. What's up, Walter?
Hey, what's going on, guys? You got my head spinning today, man. Ike's okay with Bryce Harper wearing Mets clothes. You're not worried about the Phillies. I'm in panic mode already.
Nah.
Can't beat the Mets.
Well, listen, when you lose, I was annoyed with the Mets colors, but I just wasn't as annoyed as Spike was.
Right. Well, nobody was, to be quite honest with you. Look, they are not beating the Mets at Citi Field. I am not saying
– so you, you, You concede that part, right?
Yes,
there.
They haven't been. But yeah. I'm not saying we can't beat the Mets. I don't think the Mets have some sort of special skill over the Phillies. Or spell over the Phillies. I'm just not worried about it. I'm not. Like, I look at the roster. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about Sean Manaea and Kodai Senga in, you know, the first two games of a playoff series.
Man, wait till you see Nolan McClain tonight, though.
Well, he's a rookie. Yeah, he's been pretty good so far.
And wait till you see Jonah Thong.
That's another guy.
He's sick.
Yeah. Well, they apparently, according to ESPN, according to ESPN, they have the number one farm system in baseball.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Phillies were 21.
Yeah, it's a bunch of hogwash.
Okay. All right. Walter, I just think they'll be okay. I think they'll be okay. I think they win. Let me ask you this: they win tonight. Let's say they win 5-3 tonight, right? Do you still feel the same way?
No, I think you're right about tonight. Tonight's a big game. Like, I feel like a playoff game tonight.
Who's pitching tonight?
It's Taiwan. It'll be fine.
The stopper. Yeah.
Well, if they win tonight, I'll feel better. Everybody I talked to after the game last night is in panic mode. We can't beat the Mets. That's a problem, because we're probably going to see them in the playoffs regardless. If we win the division or the wild card, I think either way, it's probably going to be the Mets, just the way things look.
Yes, and we'll beat them. You can't look like you. Every team that has won a championship, not every team, a lot of teams have had this dragon they have to slay. Whether it's the best team or it's not the best team, there's one team they got to go through. And if it's the Mets, then it's the Mets. But we cannot, like, in this city, we're going to be scared of the New York Mets, who have not won a World Series in 40 years. Really? Like, that's what we're worried about? The New York Mets? We're worried about Jeff McNeil and Brett Beatty and Pete Alonso? And, like, what are we talking about here?
You're convincing me, man. Yeah. I hope you're right. I hope they win tonight. I'll feel much better if they win tonight.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Walter. We got a lot of scared people out there. Scared money don't make money. I don't know how that applies here.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't think they're scared of the Mets or they are worried about our own team.
Oh, well, it's a little of both. Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah,
I'm more concerned that we may not be as locked in or tight as I thought we were with the pitching. Like, what once was our strength, and we thought not just was the strength of the team, but arguably an advantage over any other ball club, does not look as advantageous right now.
The last two nights it has not, but the previous six games it did. So
against...
Well,
the Nationals.
Seattle's a good team.
Yeah.
And look, Nationals are scrappy. All
right. Yeah. Everybody's scrappy against us.
So we will find out from Larry Anderson next whether he is scared of the Mets.
Is he pressing the panic button?
And I just want to ask him about the umpires. I just got to ask him about the umpires. So Larry Anderson joins us next. Remember, Eagles Radiothon going on right now. Bid on the afternoon show broadcast from your home or business. It's at $1,500 right now, EaglesRadiothon.com. Or if all these great items are out of your price range, remember the Cooper, DeGene, and Reed Blankenship design t-shirt is there for $30. EaglesRadiothon.com. You can always text the word afternoon to 53209. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.